We're going to hell. It's time for Devil's Business.
Yay!
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while all the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jarlin. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, and Zach, a.k.a. T.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, Aaron is not with us today because he is stuck in traffic, and that's his excuse.
It's cool.
He is
put
on
my
shades.
We might actually give him a call to make him phone it in.
Yeah, literally have to phone it in.
So when you hear this, Aaron, enjoy.
Yeah, we missed last week because we hit episode 10, had too much fun, and went out all weekend, and then we got tickets to the Falcons game. And
wow. I'm still wearing the fucking jersey that I got last week.
I know. I wish you'd take it off and wash it. You smell like an asshole.
Well, I still have to let you, or I still have to fucking wash that shirt you let me borrow. Sorry about the quasso on the outside of the shirt. That's my bad. But
we're still
get it
friends.
Back.
We're still friends.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, yeah, so we took last week off, had a lot of fun, and then I promised that we were going to have a good podcast on this episode, and that was going
to
be full of
so sorry to disappoint you.
So we I talked to the guys, and I decided we wanted to do a going to hell episode, and
really evaluate your life.
So before we get into that, we have My Favorite Sin, the sponsor of the show. Nick, do you have some promotions you want to talk about?
Yeah. we're stoked, man. Our weeks are getting really, really full lately. Yeah. As I know you guys can tell, we've had a lot of fun doing our promos the past few weeks.
I don't remember any of the promos because I've been having too much fun.
That's
at the promos.
That's a good time when there's three or four fireballs involved by midnight.
Three or four. We actually had tea on the floor.
I remember those pictures you sent
thank
me.
Thank God that for Instagram.
We posted on Facebook as well.
Well, it's going to go up on the Devil's Business
that's
website.
Right. Check it out. Devil'sBusiness.net for tea naked on, well, basically naked on the fucking.
Thank God for Instagram so I have something to document my life, because I didn't remember. I had to relive it through Instagram. So.
Ace was in the picture with us. We were having cocktails over the top of tea while he was, like, I think just in his boxers passed out on the floor in a bathroom.
Yeah, while accidentally spilling on me and all sorts of good stuff.
Spooning his toilet?
Totally disrespectful.
You guys, those pictures were fucking hilarious.
It's a little rapey.
That
I'm
was after.
With you.
That was only on a Friday night. It wasn't even
Saturday yet. That was.
Well, it was our first night.
Yeah, that was our first night
at
Cosmo Largo. Which was amazing, by the way. Come
so
out to our new
fun,
event.
Yeah.
Our new event on Friday nights is Cosmo Lava. It's Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava with My Favorite Sin and devilsbusiness.net. We'll get you in free. It's free till midnight. But, I mean, if you don't make it by midnight, it's $5 to get in. They got a really chill fucking dress code.
And if you find us,
dress code.
You can probably get a free drink out of us.
Yeah,
but you have to find us early before we give
we'll
all the
take care of you before
tickets,
before we start stumbling around that place. But
it's one of those
cool
places because it's got the different levels, because you have the patio for when you just want to go outside and chill and talk
to
people.
You can
it's got the club
for, like,
stuff.
For the location and I guess the footage or whatever, there's so many cool little nooks and crannies of that fucking place.
Yeah, exactly.
Place, like that I had never seen before, but I love it over there. And then we've been hitting that, you know, we've been doing Rocco. We've called Rock and Taco. We renamed it.
Rock and Taco is the restaurant that we've been pre-gaming at.
It's awesome.
It is what it sounds like. They play rock music from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, 80s hair metal and like 90s grunge
rock.
And
they got taco and queso.
Yeah, and they got football or fights.
Yeah, nothing
or,
but fighting, football,
that,
or
what,
music.
What did the sign say last night when we left? It said football and food till 3 a.m.?
Yeah. Like, that's all
sold.
I need. Yeah.
This is my new second home.
Yeah.
I
so
love
we've been pre-gaming there before we go out.
Yeah, owners and bar staff over there kick ass. So, yeah, we do pre-game over there usually every night of the week. So, if it's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock,
so
you
your party
over there.
So, your week starts on Wednesday at Rose Bar, then Tongue and Groove on Thursdays. Then
right.
Cosmo Lava on Friday, then right. Back to Tongue and Groove on Saturday.
Yes, sir. And then
with
of course,
the pre-game through Thursday and Friday, or Saturday
at
Rocco. Yeah.
So we try to cover all of our bases, and you know we're getting back into the Midtown crowd. So we get the Buckhead crowd, the Midtown crowd. You get to meet a lot of new people, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We also got a big
where's
DJ.
Where's the liver doctor?
Excuse me.
Is there a liver doctor?
Those are sold separately.
Can I plead the fifth for this, or am I not? I'm not on trial.
I've been shitting bile for a week.
Oh God, I know. It's just like it goes.
It's just making more room for party, dude.
Yeah.
More party room.
It's not passing out. It's a party nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, do you have anything else you wanted to plug?
No, I think we got it all there, man. You know all the venues we work with. We fucking love
all the
you guys.
Well, like I said at the very beginning, this is the Going to Hell episode. So all the stories here are something that's morally wrong with us or is definitely our ticket to hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, definitely just rude and
we had to dig deep
behavior.
For this one.
Not really. That's the thing.
It's all, yeah, it's all there. We have just
had to weed through several stories to find the ones we felt were most worthy. And honestly, when Nick was going over trying to find one that he liked for Going to Hell stories, he was like, he missed the most obvious one, apparently, which is one we're gonna let him tell in a minute. But he had like this, he was in like when Nick was first trying to come up with what right. His Going to Hell story was gonna be, he like kind of had like a simple one. It was like it's a little fucked up, a little stupid. But then he finally just tells me this other story. I'm like, you have so many submissions in one story to why you should be going to hell. So I was like well, then we're gonna save it for later in the vocabulary
word of the week. He had a plethora of stories to
now,
tell.
We're gonna let Zach kick it off
because he's
oh yay.
So
yeah. You were first mentioning, and I know this is oh god, just hearing this first made me shudder a little bit.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
To me,
for
this
the
one,
moment
I to, wanted to be, I wanted to go ahead and kick off the Going to Hell episode with a very obvious you're going to hell.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
The and most literal is, almost.
Okay.
Got really
and
real.
So, and dude, I have to fucking hear this shit.
Sitting on your clouds of judgment, raining down on me like a bunch of assholes.
All right, so T, go ahead and tell your story about your incense burning.
I used to be an altar boy at a Catholic church.
He was touched.
This is how you start a good going to hell story.
Don't tell the easy ones. Do you want to tell a Sandusky joke real quick? Maybe Michael Jackson to wrap it all up for you?
Who are they?
All right.
So, you start a good going to hell story. I'm an altar boy at church, and I want to preface my story by saying I was like 9 years old when this happened. It'll be relevant in a minute, but I was only 9.
How many years into dick sucking were you at that point?
Like yeah, right. A good three.
I ended up doing it.
Three.
You couldn't even do it for yourself.
Father Francis.
Father Salty Balls.
Is it weird? Does he not make you do that pregame in his little locker room?
His little Jesus Christ.
I've had this before. Oops.
Okay, so I'm sitting
there.
Suck him
off the cross.
And like I'm the altar boy captain. I think it was like the first week.
They have captains?
I'm 9 years old and I'm captaining like the 15.
Do you get like a C on your little
sash
or something that says like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm a 4-star. Yeah. I'm a 4-star
captain.
You get
to hold the cool candle? Is that what
it is? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. I get to hand out the job. So it's like we have two candles across, and when for special occasions we have an incense. And that's always the coolest cuz you can wing
it
around.
It's like Easter and Christmas.
Yeah, you can wing it around.
I mean, I'm Episcopal, I'm Catholic light.
Yeah.
And they got the incense. They break it out every once in a while.
Look at us, religion.
I mean, it's all you winging around like Spider-Man's web or like Lobo's knives or some shit. It's awesome.
Rob, don't nerd out on us, please.
Sorry, I'll bring it. I'll reel it back in. So I get to hand out the jobs, and I'm having a power complex too because I'm handing out jobs to like the 16, 17 years old, and I'm like, hey, you're gonna do the cross. He's like, I'm gonna do the candle. You're doing the cross. This captain, yeah. So I obviously give myself incense. I'm like, I'm on the incense. I'm
incense guy. This
on
is my rules. Incense,
I am on
me.
It. Well, obviously, to get the incense going, you got to start it up outside, you know, well before,
like
you know, the
charcoal
thing.
Or something?
Yeah, and the charcoal that they get is like really shitty charcoal. Like it does not
is it like the
ignite fucking, very.
The hookah charcoal that we keep rocking at the clubs?
Yeah, you have to sit there and like hold like two candle or two matches to it, or the little the trigger light, what the
campfire lighters,
yeah, whatever. You have to like sit there for like at least like 15 minutes outside just holding them. It's something, and it's for some reason whenever it's incense day, it's always like a really breezy day, and you have to do it outside. You can't like be smoking up the or like hot boxing the altar boy locker room. So I'm outside and I'm trying to light it. I finally get him going. I'm like, yes. And I look at the time. I'm like, all right, maybe it was a little early. No big whoops. We're going to get this thing going, though. And sure enough, time goes by and both charcoals burn out. And I didn't like, and I wasn't being smart about it because, again, I'm 9 years old. I didn't like put another one on top every time the other one was about to burn out to kind of reignite the thing.
Probably start the process all over again.
I run out and I'm like, ah, shit. And they're like, we got to go. You got to get it done. We're on and like, a minute and a half, and I'm like,
let's fucking
God.
Go, Zach.
So I put it out, and I do.
We can't get our religion as we get our smoke on. It's got to smell nice in here, or we can't believe in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I go outside, and I'm doing the double kit. I bring in one of the other guys, and I'm like, dude, just like, we're holding like three little campfire lighters near the thing, and it's still not going. I'm like, oh my God. So my Boy Scout training kicks in, and I'm like, kindling. I need to go find kindling. Okay, so I run back in the thing. I'm looking for like paper towels. You know, I'm trying to find something, just anything. Paper towels. I'm like half. Wait, I'm like trying to look for like
loose
threads.
So you're trying to
like
the Jesus MacGyver.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, give me a pineapple and a coconut. And, oh wait, that's Gilligan's Island. Yeah, take that back.
My favorite drink.
No, so I'm like looking for loose threads on my thing to just throw in there, whatever I can find. And I'm like going back outside looking for pine straw. Can't find anything. I look across the room at this table.
This is inside the little altar.
This is
boy
inside
room?
The little, little altar boy like, locker room where all the preparations, the wine, all that gets, excuse me, the blood
room
of Christ, everything is over
got,
in that
we got
corner.
A bunch of blood of Christ
and
body
kind
of Christ over
I'm
here.
I'm panning down.
So you got a bunch of Catholic schoolboys running around getting drunk on wine.
No, that's what I did.
I don't, that's what I hear.
I don't want to say that that didn't happen.
It makes the dick sucking easier.
I'm just saying that when you're under 21 and you're an altar boy and you're getting your swig, you hold in that glass as long as possible until bitch comes in and says, that's enough.
Last call.
Yeah, exactly.
Last call on the blood of Christ.
So I'm looking around, and finally I'm doing like a really slow pan across the table, like very cinematic pan going across. And I'm like, okay. And it's almost like a checklist. Like I'm like, glass.
That won't burn. That won't burn.
Yeah, like glass. Nope, can't use that. Wine. No, not really my thing. Holy sacrament.
The Holy Sacrament?
Now, the Holy Sacrament is the wafer cracker like
right body of Christ.
Right.
I'm thinking it tastes like cardboard. It's probably cardboard infused.
It doesn't say Jesus unless it tastes like Jesus.
What you're saying is it looks like a flammable piece of paper.
That's exactly what it looks
like.
That's
what
it's
just got.
It's sitting in a bag. I'm like, wow, a whole bunch of little circle like kindling. Perfect. Again, 9 years old.
Jesus
I know what
Christ
this is, but I don't realize the sort of
ramifications.
The magnitude of what this is. I knew that
you're still stuck on solving a problem, not really what you're doing.
Right. Well, also I'm like freshly Catholic at this point, and I was like Episcopal. I was Quaker for a little bit. Like my mom jumped
Quaker
around a bunch.
Do you got some oatmeal for me?
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's all he has.
That's what we do. No, you literally sit in a room for 2 hours in silence, and it is like the most boring thing.
Oh
for
my
a
God,
kid.
That would be so nice.
You're depressing me. Can I hear more religion about how you should burn in hell for eating? Or wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Igniting?
I didn't say that I have ignited it or not. I don't know.
Oh,
so
right.
I'm in there. I finally see that. And at this point, again, I'm newly Catholic, and I'm still under the Episcopal thing that this is just a representation, not the actual
embodiment
flesh of Jesus.
Wait, do you think it is the flesh of Jesus now?
No, but that's what the Catholics are like. It embodies blah blah blah. But Episcopalians,
sometimes
this is a representation.
Hope,
but
you hope Jesus was a little saltier because it's kind of bland. Jesus is a little bland.
Right?
Can I get nacho cheese, Jesus?
Jesus Christ!
So
cool ranch, Jesus, coming out next week.
And that's why Patrick is going to go to hell right now.
I'm just going to go ahead. Just Jesus I'm driving
Christ
the bus.
Your ears are burning, dude. You're just fucking sizzling. But
so is my pee.
So yeah, so I grab them and I just start breaking them up because they're already kind of like
you're turning into Jesus mulch.
They're already kind of like pre-cut in that little. They have the little cross impression in the cracker, so they're really easy to snap up.
Oh, it's like it was made
and
for this.
Just throw it in and boom takes off. That thing
Jesus
lights
goes
like crazy
up quick.
Like he
wow
he rose pretty fast. Like, it didn't take him 3 days.
Know
it
why
took
they
him
waste,
like 3 seconds.
I don't know why they waste so much time on that cross. They could just throw a match at the guy. Apparently,
oh my God. But sure enough,
like he's a member of Fantastic Four.
Sure enough, though, we got the show torch going. I did lose my captain stripes.
For burning Jesus? You think, well, that's the least
of
your
problem. So somebody, did somebody discover this?
Oh,
Someone realized that there's all these burnt wafers in
there. Again, I didn't even think it was my bad thing. I came out, and the priest, and they were like, what was taking so long? I was like, oh, I couldn't get the thing going, so I just, I used some of the crackers. What?
Could you imagine the fucking turd in that priest's fucking pants when he was like, you did.
I can't wait for a confession. You go to confession? Father, I burnt Jesus. Zach, we know it was you. Okay. Freaking weirdo.
I got demoted from incense that day, and I definitely lost my captain chair.
It's fine.
Oh my God.
That story actually reminds me of being in the church and doing fucked up things. I was an acolyte for a little while, altar boy, dick sucker, whatever. And when I was doing it, I first started when I was about like 8. And I was really short. Oh, they like them young.
Yeah.
So
young boys.
So you just don't know it's what you're getting into. So I remember I got there, and the smallest robe that they had was still too long for me. So it was kind of dangling on the ground.
Yeah.
And they give you the torch, which actually is just a long candlestick. But they give you the torch, and yeah, I got my little dress on. They like to make me dance for them. And then I go get my robe. And so as I'm walking down the aisle, and this is my first Sunday ever doing it.
Oh, you're nervous.
So a little nervous. And as I'm trying to walk around in this robe, and I keep stepping on it and falling down, and it's like really bad. I'm like, I got to walk all the way down this huge aisle. Right. Wearing this
robe. About to fall on my ass.
So what I learn is if I kick the front of my robe while I'm walking, I can get it out of the way so I get my foot down before it swings back under my foot.
It's all about the timing, yeah.
So I start learning to just kind of kick the robe. Now, the problem is the torch I'm holding goes so down close to the ground because, once again, I'm so small that as I'm carrying it and I'm starting to kick, I'm actually kicking the bottom of the torch.
Nice.
And so once it tilts back, the wax keeps dripping into my hair.
Ugh.
Right? So I got wax just pouring into my hair.
Ow.
So it's burning in my scalp. So as I'm marching down the aisle, and at this point, it looks like I'm goose stepping down the aisle. And I'm holding this torch. I'm goose stepping down the aisle.
Oh,
and
God.
Then I'm picking stuff out of my hair and flinging it. It looks like I'm doing a straight up like Nazi march down the middle of the church. And my grandmother turns around and just like almost faints.
Oh,
like just
God.
Watches me just goose stepping and Jesus. Doing the, yeah, just throwing wax and just.
Are you sure people weren't just looking at the wax in your hair thinking that maybe Father Frank had a little bit too much fun
exactly.
before the service and forgot to wash your hair?
That gooey-headed boy over there. Like, you think they just let him clean up before he had to come out?
Jesus Christ. They don't even try to hide that.
They just ookie-cookied his head. They just circled all over that kid. But that was – that was
that is fucked up, man.
I told you, this is a going to hell episode. If you're not
–
if you're not
– sorry, I am
– I don't know if you're going to hell.
Right
see,
now.
If you're going to hell listening to this story.
Bruce is going to walk up like, you guys are fucking going to hell.
Yeah, if you lasted past the first like 3 minutes, you're definitely going to hell.
Yeah. So, yeah, we already burned Jesus and now I've been come on by a group of priests. I want Nick
shit.
To kind of regain himself quickly. Because,
okay, I can do this shit.
Even though this doesn't take place in church, it takes on a Sunday.
That was totally by chance.
Yeah, incidentally, all of our stories seem to be following a very quick.
Well, it's a going to hell podcast. It's relevant.
So Nick had a pub crawl he did, and I'm calling it Sinning on the Sabbath.
Yeah, it was a lot of sin. I kind of went out of my fucking mind that day, and here's why. I went out to this big electronic show at one of the huge fucking nightclubs in Atlanta. It was awesome. Ended up closing the place down, and there was I was dating this chick at the time, and then we rode back to my house and just stayed up drinking and pretty much just fucking passed out, one of those long drink
party
nights.
Nap.
Yeah, just party nap. Just take a little break. So there was that, it was a great Saturday night, we got wasted and had a great fucking time. And then I get this bright idea. I pop up at like 11 o'clock and I'm like, hey.
So how many hours of sleep did you have at this point?
Probably about a good four. A respectable four, but
like you can live off that.
You can live, but I mean, you wake up with a fucking headache and
you're slightly drunk, but the hangover starting to kick in.
Yeah,
is all it is.
But you got that Sunday energy, You're like, fuck yeah, let's rock. It's Sunday.
I got the power of Christ in me.
Power of Christ compels you, bitch. So that's what happened. I woke up at 11 o'clock and we lived in the Vinings at the time, and you couldn't buy liquor at a restaurant or anything like that until noon in Smyrna because we lived in the Vinings. So I get this bright idea. I'm like, hey, let's go to fucking Marlowe's. Ah,
we'll go down to the tavern.
Yeah, we go to one of the local taverns in the Vinings, and we grab some. Well, we wait. We were those guys. We were waiting for the fucking new
alcohol.
Yeah, we're like, okay, now, thank
you. Do you want to order anything? Like, no, yeah. Give it another 15.
So being me and my fucking bright idea, I decided, hey, let's have some Bloody Marys and Jaeger bombs because these were our Jaeger bomb days.
Oh.
I mean,
oh man,
So
noon Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. So that went on for a little while, and then it was one of those things where, like, hey, you get invincible and you start having a good time. You're like, hey, man, let's fucking turn it up. Let's go on a little fucking Vinings bar crawl. I'm like, all right. So the next place we go is Meehan's. We go to Meehan's, have some more fucking Jaeger bombs, have some more cocktails, get even more wasted. And I don't condone driving but this was the place we went to right before our last stop. So it kind of really set in when we got to our last stop.
That you were
Right. And most of the
you
shit
were lit.
Yes. This shit that occurred at the last stop was a walking area as well.
Now, I'm going to say, so far, you haven't done anything but drink.
Right.
Which, obviously, is blood of Christ, and that's okay, but a German blood of Christ.
Right.
So I'm sure
a German brood,
sure Jesus
blood of Christ,
was German. So go on.
Go on.
So far, I don't think you've done anything wrong.
Right. No,
you've had a lot of communion.
Right. Broke bread. So then I decide, hey, let's go to Atkins Park. And Atkins Park was in Smyrna Market Village, which is like this small, cool little, you know, little shopping center, but it's mostly bars and restaurants and a little teeny walking area. It's like a one square block kind of thing.
Oh, just around like a fountain.
Right. Absolutely. And there's like
a
horseshoe.
It's like a food court.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, and it's a lot of fun. So we go to Atkins Park, and Atkins Park, we really start turning it up. And me and this girl had our own booth, and we were just getting fucking housed, you know, just shot after shot. And by this point, you know, the Red Bull and the Jaeger really start to take the reins, and you're not driving anymore.
Right.
And you just get that checked out look. And then that's when the real go to hell kind of shit is really about to start kicking in.
Because the morality starts to be dancing on that line
absolutely.
Now.
It
you have no
dance.
Clue.
I mean, it just fucking takes a nosedive off with eyes wide open. It's just like, woohoo, let's fuck shit up. So I was in contact with Aaron at this point, and our friends Brad and his girlfriend were in town. So they were going to all come and hang out with us at Atkins Park and fucking have dinner, and we were going to drink together. So
dinner. So you've been bar crawling. You had
right.
sleep, and you
that's
jumped the at noon. So at this point, you're
six
still
hours
drinking.
Six
it's
hours
like,
of drinking.
It's
oh
like, okay,
God.
So it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You've been rallying all day.
Right. Absolutely. And it was getting close to the fall time, so it was already starting to get a little dusky out. And they show up or whatever. Or actually, I'm sorry. Back up. While they're en route, me and this girl run across the street to go to Vintage Tavern, another bar restaurant in that little
right. Because
horseshoe.
Their alcohol over there is probably better than alcohol.
Oh, dude, it's way better. The ice, it's better water. But so when we go over there, have more shots, and I mean, you know, you're just on a fucking rampage at that point. So we decide to go back to Atkins Park because we're meeting up with Aaron and,
right.
and Brad, and whatever. And by the way, Brad looks just like Rob Thomas. Everybody. Fucking
okay, yeah.
They lost their lead singer, but so they all show up, and then at this point, whenever we're walking back from Vintage Tavern to Atkins Park, the staff over there was fucking profiling us because apparently we were a little rambunctious, and I got a little loud.
I'm shocked.
I think at one point earlier, like we grabbed one of their trophies and started taking pictures with it, jumping around on the booth, and I think that kind of set them
biggest
off.
Asshole trophy.
Yeah, that's
totally
irrelevant. So then when we come back, they actually even kind of alerted Aaron that they were watching us.
Right, like hey,
because
by the way,
he's clearly the sober
right.
one of the group.
So
they're like,
I was in
that
like okay, drunk in public, like people are like hating my fucking guts right now.
Right,
and that's just for me being rambunctious. This isn't even doing what I'm about to tell you the shit that I did. Like,
so far, I still, other than being an asshole, I haven't seen any going to hell.
Yeah, maybe
going on.
Okay.
But you have set a very thick scene.
Let me set this part for you. So we're all at these high back tables, right? And I'm just fucking shit faced. And the girl I'm with is literally passed out. Like her head.
She's already back at the party map.
Right. And I mean, she is literally fucking passed out. But just enough to where, you know, if you like somebody's passed out and you kind of like grab their head and they'll just go,
I'm still awake.
They'll let you know they're
still together.
But they're incapacitated. And that's what she was. She was just face down on the fucking table and she was passed the fuck out. And everybody's just like laughing how rambunctious I am. I mean, I was just screaming and yelling. At one point, I looked at Aaron and I spit on the wall right next to his head. Inside a nice restaurant.
They just spit on the wall.
You know, just being just stupid.
Point was that like,
it's not acceptable.
It's still not acceptable.
But I mean, it was funny to me.
But you're still not going to hell.
Okay, yeah. And then, fucking, I'm sitting there eating like these chips or whatever, and there's dressing on it, and then I have a beer in my left hand. Mm-hmm. So I put my elbow up on the table, boom. And Aaron goes, Nick, the dressing. And I go, look. And when I look, I lifted my elbow and just went ahead and turned the beer just like all over the chick and me.
You just dumped beer on your passed out girl?
And me.
And yourself.
So it's just like, and then.
Just so we know, this was completely unintentional.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just now his motor skills are starting to slip.
You weren't thinking. I didn't even.
I was like, I have a beer in my hand. No, I'm wearing it. We're wearing it. Hey, let's have a great time. So then at this, it's really starting. The wheels are starting to fall off, and Aaron's just giving me a hard time. And I look over and I see this passed out girl, and I'm like, hey guys, look at this. Look at this stupid passed out bitch. And I grabbed her by the hair and I bring like kind of just lifted her head up. You know, it's like, hey guys, check this out. And then I let go. So maybe the passed out girl's head bonked on the table a little bit, and that really fucking made me hysterical. So I started laughing.
I'm starting to see where you're sliding into home.
I'm having a great time laughing at what I just did, and then the waitress comes walking up and says, "You're gonna have to chill out." And I said, "No, you fucking cunt, I'm not going to."
That is her Christian born name.
Straight to the C word.
He wasn't being offensive. It was her Christian born name, little fucking cunt. God.
So that's when. Aaron,
which actually, the term "cunt" apparently I've heard it means good country woman. So you were actually being,
gentlemanly,
unintentionally complimentary.
Yeah. So
I meant cunt, but apparently it means something else.
I wanted to clarify. You're being a bitch. I feel like I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah. So you've now spit on the wall. You've taken the girl that's been out partying with you all day, dropped her head on the table.
After then pouring a drink on her.
Right.
After pouring a drink on her.
And here's something else to add to the fire. I get a little rambunctious, like hitty sometimes if I get really blacked out. And Brad's a big dude. And I fuck with Brad because he likes to fuck with me. And then at one point during this whole escapade, I looked at Brad, kind of gave him a look, and I slapped him across the face as hard as I fucking could. He wanted to fight me, but Aaron talked him out of it because they knew how gone and checked out I was at this point. But that's the kind of caliber of just like
Nick didn't slap you. Jaeger slapped you.
Yeah, and I slapped the loving fuck out of him. Like the whole restaurant turned and looked. You know, and I'm just this spectacle, and I'm screaming at some point. And then Aaron finally had enough, and he was just like, Nick, you got to get the fuck out of here now. They are calling the cops. And we grab the check, and I grab this girl, and then she just falls, and her purse falls everywhere on the fucking floor. And we grab all of her shit and then sign the check. And then Aaron's pushing us into the fucking cab, and then the fucking Smyrna police is pulling him right behind him. And then here's the funny part. So the I go home, we pass out. I wake up the next morning because we left a car, obviously. Wake up the next morning. I had to go to work with, I called now the Jaeger flu.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just the worst feeling
ever. You're so sick.
And then this chick had to go, she was supposed to go to school that day, go to college or whatever. And
get her education.
Move her life along.
Yeah, try to move forward in her life.
So she was so fucked up from the situation, she had to go to the school nurse to get like a B12 shot in her ass.
Jesus Christ.
To recover from the Jaeger flu.
So you didn't get arrested though, but they.
I did not get arrested, but I.
Dumb luck.
I did have a great Sabbath.
Well, you
sounds a lot more fun than mine.
I don't know if I'm necessarily. I don't think I'm going to burn in hell for that. That was just. Jaeger's going to burn in hell for that.
That bastard.
I don't
Jaeger,
think that they can be held accountable.
That guy
really.
Is a real dick.
My Uncle Jaeger is a criminal.
Like sitting in purgatory. Like, hey, I just want to say for the record, I feel like Jaeger should be blamed for this.
Yeah. Well,
how about you, Patrick? How are you going to burn in hell, motherfucker?
Well, mine was. Basically, I used T when T was when he turned 14. I really decided, I was like, you know what? I know he doesn't have much of a real a role model, a male role model in his life. Not that I was necessarily.
Oh
at
yeah,
that
I was
time.
About to say you were a great influence.
Well, look at you now, you piece of shit. look, you burned Jesus on your own. That had nothing to do with me.
That was pre-Patrick
era.
I know
exactly. So you already made your place.
you made your bed, Linus.
That was BP
anyway, going
before
to,
Patrick.
So you know, T had just turned. 14, I think, and I was like, you know, I'm going to start bringing this kid around, trying to at least show him a good time and, you know, get him out of his house so he has, you know, something. So I decide, my buddy Drew and I, we know him as
Drew the Stew.
We know him as Drew the Stew.
Later
we decide we're going to take T to Six Flags because he's a little kid. He's going to like amusement rides and shit like that. And
just
I was
take
like,
the little kid to a fucking
now,
park.
Anybody that has been to the Six Flags, anybody that's been to a Six Flags knows that they have all those little carny booths where they totally rip you off, you know?
Oh yeah. So you can lose another $300.
Let me guess your
hour.
Weight. Like you weighed yourself that morning. You're like, I know I'm 200. She says like 180 and you're like, ha bitch. You get
yeah,
on the thing and it's like 165.
Exactly. It's bullshit.
So you've done that before.
So,
no, we actually did
so,
that.
So we get ripped off by several carnies in a row.
that was actually one of them.
Yeah,
right.
And T, you know, I'm just letting him play all these games, but they're really kind of ripping us off. Big
yeah.
time. And so we're like, okay, well, fuck it. So finally, they have one of these little ball toss things where you have to like toss a ball like towards this little target.
The rings or what? Okay. Yeah,
and you have to slide down and go into a basket.
Ski ball. Yeah.
It's not skee ball. It's just a platform that you have to just you throw like a little wiffle ball at this little backdrop and it hits it and you have to slide down and hit land into a basket.
Was it a throwing motion or was it more of a rolling motion?
No, I know what he's talking about. It wasn't fucking skee ball.
But anyway,
all
right, we're just gonna say hurtful names now.
Yes, because this goes with the story. So I got so sick of being ripped off by Six Flags. I said, and this is my thought process.
You look like you're about to get your little fucking princess thing going on here.
I'm telling you, your diva's coming out. I was like, this is bullshit.
Diva.
I was like, I'm telling you, I can get that fucking Tweety Bird. Because I'm looking at T. I'm like, you want that goddamn big giant Tweety Bird for something.
He made me like really excited for it. Because at first I was kind of like, I mean, no, not really. Yeah. He's like, you want that shit? And I'm like, yeah, you know, fuck yeah, I want that goddamn thing.
Let me get that goddamn Tweety Bird.
Goddamn.
So I walk up, I say, and right before Drew, T, and I are walking up to this carny booth, I go, hey, T, just act really slow and kind of retarded, which let me tell you something, wasn't a hard sell, okay? It was pretty easy.
Oh, my God.
So we walk up, and T just keeps going, din yin yin.
You're fucking kidding me.
So he's starting to play really good retard.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then he sees he's like, yeah, they're loving this. I'm loving it, too.
Right, yeah, because he sees that we're getting enjoyment from this.
Oh, yeah.
And so
he's going to milk it.
So I kind of lean over to the girl behind the booth, and I go, hey, he's slow, obviously.
Just look at
I'm in the Big Brother program.
So I'm just like, hey, T, act retarded. Do what? Perfect. You're nailing it. So
what are we talking about?
So I go, yeah, he's a little slow. He goes, I'm like, look, he's going to want to keep playing this game until he wins, which will never happen. It's like, I'm not going to go broke trying to pay for this, you know, tard to win this stupid game.
Oh, my God.
But he wants to play the game, and he won't stop until he wins. So I was like, look, I'm going to buy three of the tosses, and at the third one, just say, yay, and start clapping for him, act like, you know, he won.
Right.
Right? Just so he'll get all excited.
Oh, my God. She was in on it?
So she's like, okay, I'll act like he won.
She felt like she was in on it.
She thought she was just doing something nice. Okay, I'll clap when he gets done. So he was
playing kind of a double agent role.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I'm doing her a favor. I'm like, look, I don't want to go broke, and you don't want to make a retard feel bad, right? So because there's reasons for that.
I feel like this is a serious conversation.
So I go, hey, all right, T, I got you three whiff balls you throw at the thing and
petting him like a child.
So T just starts chucking these balls. It's not even like towards anything.
Fortunately, I had watched Gilbert Grape the day before, so I knew exactly how to play this.
Oh, that shit's so hilarious.
So like the first one T chucks, it just goes like it missed the booth completely. The second one, I think he hits the girl in the head. Okay. And he's like, ding, 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 just chucking this thing. And then so he goes to the third ball. I look over at her, and she kind of gives me the okay, nah, this is the third one. And he just wings the shit. Like, it went over the place.
Oh, my God.
And
I threw it out of the park.
And she just goes, yay, good job. And I start clapping, and Drew starts clapping. I'm like, yay, good job, T. And T's jumping. I'm like, yeah, Tweety Bird.
They did a good thing.
So he starts pointing at Tweety Bird, Tweety Bird. I'm like, yeah, you did a good job, T. I look at her, and I go, yeah, he wants a Tweety Bird. And she goes, what?
Which was the biggest.
It was this giant,
and it actually was like a normal size body stuffed animal, and then they just had this giant head.
Yeah, and so I go, yeah, he wants the Tweety Bird. She looks at me, well, I can't give him the Tweety Bird. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That one's been there since 1994.
Yeah, she goes, like, I can't give him that to him. I'm like. Why not?
But he won.
But he has to win. I'm like, you just said he won.
Oh, my God.
He's thinking he's getting the goddamn Tweety Bird. So now I'm making her feel guilty.
And I'm like crying a little bit.
And the thing is, everyone else wasn't paying any attention, but they just saw her clap say he won. And then they see that she's not giving
the Tweety Bird. She's arguing.
So now everyone's like, hey, give the tar to Tweety Bird, goddammit. She's just like, I'm going to get fired. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to leave here with a goddamn Tweety Bird? I got to grind out cars.
Am I not getting the Tweety Bird, Patrick?
This kid's going to tear the car apart all the way home. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to have to strap him down.
So she finally begrudgingly gives us the Tweety Bird. And I'm pretty sure she got fired after that because they have cameras up there.
Oh, yeah.
So every win is monitored.
Right.
So they know it. This kid just, not only did he not win, he threw the wiffle balls all over the park. They're not even in the building.
But if they did not pick up that I was retarded visually, even if there was no audio, then I wasn't doing my job.
Yeah, but they could have followed cameras the rest of the day and be like, no, he's definitely retarded.
Well, yeah. Either that or, I mean,
like, he didn't drop character at all.
Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to come up to you and say, excuse me, can I see your tard card? Like, really?
Do they have those?
That's what I'm, yeah.
I'm like, look, pee your pants real quick, do you? I'm just kidding. You could just, seriously, you put this kid in a room, turn the lights on and off, he won't even notice.
I want to say that I wouldn't have gone that far, but I grew really attached to that Tweety Bird.
Yeah. Once again, we're burning in hell just for this.
So, if you listen and you laugh, you're going to hell, too. Now, if you have a going-to-hell story, go ahead and submit it to devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com with the subject line, I'm going to hell. And we will read it on the air. So, check out devilsbusiness.net if you haven't already, if that's not how you're listening to it. Or you can like us on Facebook. It's the Zombie Werewolf Productions on Facebook.
And My Favorite Sin.
MyFavoriteSin.com.
All linked to each other. My Favorite Sin will either send you that way.
All love.
So anybody want to wrap up with anything else?
I mean, I don't want to say because it wasn't like a competition or anything, but if it was,
I think I won by burning Jesus.
By burning Jesus?
Yeah, I think the Jesus burning.
Sweet. You know what, T? I'm going to hold the velvet rope for the VIP section in fucking hell for you. I'll let you in, man. I'm running the door.
You got the bracelet on now. You're in the VIP. You got the bottle of Jaeger out.
You're on the list.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye. This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.